This is Local Views of the News for the last time in '09, and the last time, Paul Castro, you'll hear the year expressed as an ought. Technically, it's not the last year of the decade, but the popular media have been giving us end of the decade lists, recaps, commentaries, and predictions, so let's run with that. No lists, though. The aughts are being called the decade of fear, and 9/11 surely was the most memorable event of the past 10 years. It changed our way of looking at and thinking about nearly everything, but the illusion of fear may not be what the event actually inspired. Maybe the fear is just what was sold to us after the event. Even as 9/11 was unfolding, sitting here on the west side of the continent, I didn't feel any immediate fear. Later, when I heard references to our country being attacked by foreign enemies, it sounded like inflated rhetoric. Literally, it was true, but it wasn't true in the same way Germany attacked Britain or Japan attacked Hawaii in World War II. It wasn't armies with tanks and rocket launchers swarming across the land. It wasn't skies full of bombers, and it sure wasn't missiles with nuclear warheads. It was some people who sneaked under the radar with a whole new kind of attack. It was terror, for sure, but it didn't leave anyone in the U.S. in fear of sustained attacks. It wasn't blow after blow after blow until you're dead. It was just a swift kick to the groin, a lot more pain than peril. 9/11 was a sharp turn in the history of armed conflict among humans. Before, wars were fought by countries. Armies represented the people within well-defined geographic boundaries. The flags the armies carried always were said to represent ideas, but they really represented the wealth a country could hold or gain by pounding another country into submission. The 9/11 attackers, whoever they were, represented no country and had no wealth to gain. They may not have ended wars between countries, but they made the futility of such wars much more obvious. If the aughts were a decade of fear in the U.S., it wasn't fear of military attack. It was fear of ideological attack, and it came from many directions throughout the decade. The aughts were the Bush decade, and if it's remembered only as a decade of fear, history will be letting W off easy. But if we were supposed to be in fear because of 9/11, it only served to disguise all the fearsome things that had nothing to do with radical Islam. The circumstances under which Bush was elected and re-elected caused us to fear that our precious democratic process was just a myth. Corporate bandits assumed all the top jobs in Washington, blurring the lines between government and business, fascism by literal definition, and much scarier in the long run than free agent suicide bombers. And how fitting that in response to an attack by an enemy that had no country, the U.S. government counterattacked a country through which the attackers never even passed, while declaring that the boogeyman set up to take the blame for 9/11 remained at large, plotting to attack again. Paralyzed by all those fears, most people in the U.S. barely noticed that the official government version of 9/11 had more holes than Albert Hall, and that still is scarier than radical Islam, notwithstanding a murderous shrink in Texas and one inept would-be Christmas bomber in Detroit. Before the aughts were over, Wall Street bankers became the undisputed leaders in the terrorist standings. But as we head into the teens, I'm predicting that all the things which terrified us in the aughts will start fading from our collective consciousness. Our wars of greed, power, and ideology will concern us less and less, as all the tangible things in, on, and around our orbiting orb, things like sun, water, and air, become more and more frightening. Maybe it'll blast us apart, or maybe it'll bring us together, but either way, by the end of this new decade, money and religion probably will seem like petty arguments. That's it for Local Views this year. This is Mark Stannert reminding you this commentary doesn't necessarily sell any fear on behalf of KVMR, its management staff, or contributors. Email mark@calopy.com.